Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 10. You're going to hear a talk about the environment. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen, then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? The modern world has suffered many environmental catastrophes, from droughts to floods to tsunamis. But what about fire? We normally associate forest fires with disaster and destruction, like other catastrophes. But fire ecologists recognize that fire is actually a natural process, and that it often operates as an integral part of the ecosystem in which it occurs. In the 1930s, researchers in the United States argued against the negative perspective that has surrounded fire, with the belief that all fire is bad. They believed the public fear of fire was not the best response to wildfires, and that a more complete understanding was needed. The benefits of fire are many and varied. Firstly, fires often remove alien plants that compete with native species for nutrients in space, and remove undergrowth, which allows sunlight to reach the forest floor, thereby supporting the growth of native species. What's more, the ashes that remain after a fire add many nutrients to the soil for trees and other vegetation. In addition, fire acts like natural selection by killing off the older or diseased trees and leaving the younger, healthier trees. Indeed, many plants depend on fire for the opportunity to release their seeds and grow, and in turn, insects and animals depend on these plants. Some ecologists have pointed out that fire can have a negative effect on the soil, as intense fire kills all organic material, but most fires don't actually damage the soil so much. Nowadays, 90% of forest fires are started by human activity, so this is not such a natural process. However, even man-made fires can be beneficial in the long term for the reasons mentioned above. In conclusion, there can be little doubt that the benefits outweigh the negative effects, and we should recognize forest fires as a natural and important environmental process. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what the speaker says are the benefits and drawbacks of forest fires. Are you ready? The modern world has suffered many environmental catastrophes, from droughts to floods to tsunamis. But what about fire? We normally associate forest fires with disaster and destruction, like other catastrophes. But fire ecologists recognize that fire is actually a natural process, and that it often operates as an integral part of the ecosystem in which it occurs. In the 1930s, researchers in the United States argued against the negative perspective that has surrounded fire, with the belief that all fire is bad. They believed the public fear of fire was not the best response to wildfires, and that a more complete understanding was needed. The benefits of fire are many and varied. Firstly, fires often remove alien plants that compete with native species for nutrients in space, and remove undergrowth, which allows sunlight to reach the forest floor, thereby supporting the growth of native species. What's more, the ashes that remain after a fire add many nutrients to the soil for trees and other vegetation. In addition, fire acts like natural selection by killing off the older or diseased trees and leaving the younger, healthier trees. Indeed, many plants depend on fire for the opportunity to release their seeds and grow, and in turn, insects and animals depend on these plants. Some ecologists have pointed out that fire can have a negative effect on the soil, as intense fire kills all organic material. But most fires don't actually damage the soil so much. Nowadays, 90% of forest fires are started by human activity, so this is not such a natural process. However, even man-made fires can be beneficial in the long term for the reasons mentioned above. In conclusion, there can be little doubt that the benefits outweigh the negative effects, and we should recognise forest fires as a natural and important environmental process. Now tell me what the speaker says are the benefits and drawbacks of forest fires. You have 1 minute to talk.